Next item, please.
Item number 8, accept and appropriate an additional $91,412 from the Oregon Department of Transportation fiscal year 2015-17 Work Zone Enforcement Grant Program for sworn personnel overtime reimbursements. There is someone representing the Police Bureau here if you have questions.
Good afternoon.
Do we know who pulled it? I was just wondering if we know who pulled this item. Okay,
Mr. Walsh did.
Sergeant Aaron Smith, Portland Police Bureau Traffic Division. So essentially, this is extra money for the 2015 to 2017 biennium. It goes towards extra patrol in and around the work zone areas, and it's specifically targeted for the driving that happens around those areas to help protect the workers, specifically the construction workers, engineers, flaggers that are working in that area.
Any further council discussion or questions? Carla, could you please call the roll?
Mr. Walsh.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize, sir. Did you want to testify?
Yes, I do.
Yes, sir. Thank you. And if you could please state your name for the record.
My name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice. Please forgive my voice because I'm just out of breath. I've been running most of the day, and I don't run really well anymore. The objection to this and the reason I pulled it is because of the overtime. We have a great deal of problems with the police getting overtime. If they go to the bathroom, we seem to pay them overtime. About 2 years ago, I testified at this council that there were 600 people making over $100,000 working for the city. And everybody looked at me like I was nuts. Now it's up to 1,180 people that make over $100,000. When we pulled the information up, we found out that the first 15 out of the 25 highest paid people are cops and fire people. We have one police officer that makes more than the chief of police. How's that possible? He makes $180,000 a year, base pay. He must be working here for 1,000 years to get that kind of money. I mean, if you base it on tenure, how long does he have to work to make more than all of you not put together, but all of you individually? Because let me read this. This is a police officer. This is not a sergeant. I'm going to run out of time.
Got a minute.
But I really promised that I would be nice.
You've still got a minute left.
Okay, let me just do it off the top of my head. He makes $180,000, but then he made $24,000 in overtime. Okay? Think about that. $24,000 in overtime, and he makes $180,000 a year. A police officer, not a sergeant, not a lieutenant, not a detective, a cop, just a cop. Makes more than the chief of police. I want you to investigate why we are paying 1,180 people over $100,000 a year. I would really like to see someone do that. And I know I'm over time, and I appreciate your patience on this. That's our objection. We really got upset when you put it on a consent agenda, because that's sliding in underneath the table, no discussion. We're going to stop that, and we're going to challenge every one of them. And we did that with Charlie at the last meeting. We challenged almost everyone.
Thank you, sir.
Good afternoon. Be careful.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. Again, and extremely appropriately on this item, Charles Bridge Crane Johnson. And the reason this is important is because back on Yom Kippur, when the armed police were throwing people out of the building and pepper spraying them during the back employees' entrance, which was being pushed people out. After Basic Rights Oregon, after the American Civil Liberties Union, after even the Sierra Club had said, don't rush into a police contract, we came to the unfortunate situation where we approved the police contract over 6 months in advance of its expiration. So when Mr. Walsh talks about overtime, this gentleman with the police department who's making over $200,000 a year might be greatly serving. I think that money, those overtime funds, include when the police association pays Portland police to stand around with their bicycle inside the Apple store or at City Target. I believe those monies come under the overtime umbrella. The overtime umbrella that covers the $500,000 we spent on policing after the Trump election, but the police didn't prevent what at first was assessed as $500,000 damage by Chief Marshman, outgoing Chief Marshman, we hope. We can't have people pulling $1 million in damage out of their hat. So, but even more critical than this is the fact that just last month we were talking about two of our fellow Portlanders dying on Division. On the East, you know, there is no Division in the West. It's only an East Side issue. This grant, which of course you need to accept so that we can do everything possible to improve traffic safety, not just for the workers, but for everybody. So obviously we want you to approve this grant, but we want to make sure that when we think about work zone safety, how can we creatively yet legally use, especially for Commissioner Saltzman, Transportation Commissioner, use work zone and work zone funding to address the most lethal areas where pedestrians, our fellow citizens, are dying. So while we want to respect the workers that are doing the hard work on the street maintenance, you know, they lately have not been the ones that we found dead in the city of Portland. And of course, we would all be remiss talking about the streets if we didn't mention that within the last 72 hours, Mark E. Johnson died on Burnside, neglected under a blanket, about four blocks from the 102nd MAX station, as I understand, within 19 blocks of the East Precinct office, where there may be somebody making $200,000 a year to drive by his dead body. That's not protecting and serving. Thank you.
Thank you.
He was 52, by the way. That's 22 years younger than I am.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for your testimony. Any further council discussion? Carla, please call the roll.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. All right. Now